The provinces in China's northeast are suffering some of the country's worst power cuts, with cities plunged into darkness lasting hours.
It was completely dark. I can see nothing, because the power is cut from everything. Only when vehicles drove past could you see lights on.
Around two-thirds of provinces are now affected. It's due in part to the rising cost of coal, which means it's harder for power plants to make a profit, so they're producing less electricity. That's affecting economic output, with some analysts predicting a slower growth rate this year.
China's older, more energy-hungry industries are being hurt the hardest, but the country's leadership is on a drive to transform to a greener, more energy-efficient society. And for that, it needs to move away from its reliance on coal.
Gradually, air pollution has been reducing in China's major cities. And even China's neighbours, like South Korea, have been seeing more blue skies. But President Xi Jinping, as he outlined to the recent UN General Assembly, wants China to become carbon neutral by 2060. He's set ambitious targets for provincial governments to reduce carbon emissions, adding to the pressure to cut back on burning coal.
And now, with this really tightened environmental regulation in the background of carbon emission reduction, there is a strong incentive for local governments to shut down power plants and also curb the coal production. And that's why we get here.
Trying to strike the balance between environmental ambitions and economic growth, with the energy demands of the winter months just ahead. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.